stuff happen.
Talking about acts of violence, then. But there
was. Not us. Some was biased against it. Maybe some of them get together and do something. And but I never was for too much of that. And I think that, of course, you got some that like to do things now for that. Some, I mean, very few, would like to, but they go. Most of them advise against it. Well, I mean, they whether take that advice or not. I've had several contacts with violence in the past, but I never been lay off, don't.
What was the effect of the FBI moving into Mississippi in large numbers and infiltrating into the Klan?
Come again.
I said, what was the effect of the FBI moving into Mississippi with this big staff and then infiltrating into the Klan?
Well, that's one reason there's no meetings, you might say, at the Klan. If you do, they'll be infiltrated. You know, if you don't have meetings, they'll get somebody in there. And, every meeting that the United has, they've got people there. They know everything happened. They're going on. And, I've been invited several meetings. I'm curious about going.
So it has cut down on the number of meetings?
Oh, yeah.
If nothing else?
Yeah, it did cut down on that.
It cut down on all the public activity.
Right.
Did it cut down on the violence?
I'd say, yeah, it had an effect on it, yes. Yeah.
What does the Klan mean to you? Why do you want to be part of the Klan?
Their principles. Yeah, well, like I say, you got some fine people in there, right? I never knew a man, a more God-fearing man than Sam Byers. He's not worried about his confinement out there too much. Of course, I know he'd rather be out, but still, he's everything just fine, lovely, all his letters and everything, he's enjoying. Living great, he's getting along fine. He can take it. He can hand it to him, he can take it. It's not, and once ever complained about being out there. It's hard to believe. It's true. And the man's put enough 10 years that he didn't know anything about what happened over there to show. Didn't know any more about what went on than you did. Because that's something that happened quick. Them guys just taking their own hands and done.
We're going to have to go, too. We've got an appointment.
Well, all these new laws that's coming into effect is done by the government. New laws that have passed the Supreme Courts and their rulings and all had to be admitted. You got to go by them, or whether you like them or not. Mm-hmm. People in the South don't like them more than they do in the North. the majority of the people, they may sit back and never say nothing, but they do. People never would talk to Ken there, right here in Jackson. They'll come to me and talk about stuff. People in North Jackson, anywhere, east or west, they wouldn't even speak for him. I mean, I'm not talking about Klan members, Ken. I'm talking about public, maybe. And so the more would talk to Ken, maybe wouldn't talk to me, too, on the liberal side. But a lot of people.
End interview with Joe Denver Hawkins. No more transcription of this tape.
And little things. Of course, I don't care about talking to him too much. So.